tell me a little bit about the communication. How does that work? I mean, what does the spirit begin to talk to you about? Do they know they're dead, for example? Do they ever describe, James, what's on the other side?
They certainly do. And you know, George, it's all, you have to remember, each one of us, we're individuals. So each one of us have a unique perspective and a different perspective on things. So someone can look at the same tree and tell you, oh, it's very green, or someone can tell you, oh, it's bare or not in the leaves. I mean, it's all very, you know, personal. I still give you a general description from the thousands of communications I've done. Depending upon the type of death they had, if it was an easy death, like, let's say, a heart attack or something very quick and painless, it really, to them, many times they're not even aware they're dead, okay? Because it's such a natural thing. It's a natural occurrence. It's a natural transition. And we really have done this many, many, many times. I do believe, definitely believe in past lives or incarnation. And I think it's a very natural transition. Many will talk about right away that there is a sense of peace and joy and a sense of calming and also a sense of a oneness of consciousness, that immediately they're aware that they are part of the whole and that their part is very intricate to the whole. So they have that sense right away. They also sense of their love bonds with the family and the friends. That's very, very strong. There's a sense also that this is our home. It's like when they go back to the spirit world, that dimension, that, oh, yes, I remember this now. This is where it came from.
Do they see other spirits in the spirit world, or are they all alone?
No, very much so. Spirits I've described, weeks, even months before they pass, let's say someone's ill for a while, even if not ill, they would describe that they would see their loved ones. The ones they had in life, they had the love bonds the strongest with. It seems that love energy continues on. There's no end of that. And they come back and get you. They come back and they bring you over. So you'll see your mother or father or grandparent or best friend or your animals at the end of your bed. And you'll have these feelings or you dream of them closely, you know, much more than usual. And it seems that they always come and help you over.
Are these spirits then that maybe they may not be aware they're dead or they want to stay attached, as you say, to the loved one? Is there anything wrong with them hanging around? Or should they be told, hey, that's it, go away?
Well, everybody has free will. That's one thing. Everybody has a free will, and they can do whatever they want, really. I know you have a good friend of mine you've had on the show, Marianne, who does ghost busting.
Right.
And she's wonderful, and I've worked with her many times.
She's got a great outlook of life, by the way.
She really does, and very down-to-earth, very, very down-to-earth, very real. And that's why I work with her, because she's very real, very genuine.
I call her Marianne the laughing ghostbuster.
True. And some of her stories are just incredible. I think that, you know, everybody has a journey in the past. And I believe that on this earth, we're here to learn lessons. And this is our schoolroom. And there are many, many different types of lessons to learn here, whether it's about love or forgiveness or compassion, whatever that is, or detachment even. That spirit has to learn it in some way. I find that the ones who have the hard time leaving as much are really those who have unfinished business or those that are attached to something very physical or have a relationship that's not over yet or they were murdered or killed in a way that
right. They
don't know, you know, they've passed out.
Well, should they leave, though? Is there anything wrong with them hanging around?
The only thing I'd say, you know, the only thing is, and I don't like to judge it because who knows, but maybe they're getting a good time hanging around here.
I think that
it'd be more beneficial for them if they went to their own dimension and did things there that were helpful to the growth of their soul. It seems they can do more over there in the spirit world, in those dimensions, than they could do closer to this earth, this physical earth level. You know, they come and go down and go up all the time. They're around us a lot, many, many. But I think it's important that they become adapted into that other dimension. And, you know, they can get a lot more done there.
Well, do you believe in reincarnation?
Very much so.
Okay, so if a spirit hangs around,
right. He's
not reincarnating, is he?
Well, there you go now. So you're limiting spirit. You're limiting the soul. The soul, I believe, is made up of many, many bodies and many different dimensions. And I think that we can't place our three-dimensional laws and limitations on that soul because it's of a different property. So you can be in the state of California, in China, in Australia, all at the same time. Okay? So try to think of that concept. So this personality that we're aware of right now on this earth level is one part, let's say, a spoke in the wheel. But you, as a soul being, can be on another level, fourth dimension, fifth dimension, completely experiencing everything like what's on that dimension right now at the exact same time that you're here.
Okay.
You see what I mean? So there's just a splinter of this personality that you're thinking of. And it seems that when we come back, you know, it's just a part of our soul self.
The,
and maybe you've asked me also, George, well, how can you communicate with spirits if they're already reincarnated?
Exactly.
Right? And I said, well, that's just a part of you. And also, this isn't the only thing to come back to. This earth is only one place. There are many, many places that express life and different forms of life. And different places have different lessons to learn. This place on earth is free will and unconditional love. It's the free will world. But there are other places which you learn different things from.
Do they ever run out of spirits or souls to put in bodies?
No, I don't think so. Because, again, different forms of life, different expressions of life, you know. It's limitless, and I think our perspectives, and that's something, too, George, I think very, very interesting. When I first started meditating, one of the very first impressions I would receive was like a pyramid, but it was inverted. It was like a V-shape. And it was interesting, because the more I did it, the wider it became. And then years later, I realized that was really just a sense of my perspective of things,
huh.
Opening up, if you will.